Today, we're diving headfirst into the ocean of AI marketing tools. It's a bit like standing at the edge of a vast technological forest where every tree is an AI tool promising to catapult your marketing efforts into the stratosphere. But here's the rub. For most small businesses, this forest can feel more like a labyrinth, with resources that are often stretched thin and time at a premium. The pressure to choose the right path can feel daunting. But does it have to be?
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Show.
Welcome back to the Buzzworthy Marketing Show, where we peel back the layers of the marketing world to reveal a few golden nuggets that'll help your business thrive. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, ready to guide you through another episode dedicated to demystifying the digital age's most buzzworthy topic, AI in marketing. And today, I'm discussing the challenges behind choosing the right AI tools for your business. Take, for example, the challenge of compatibility. It's like finding a piece of a puzzle that perfectly fits into your marketing strategy. With so many options, how do you know which tool will seamlessly integrate with your existing setup and enhance your efforts rather than complicate them? Then there's the hurdle of complexity versus usability. Imagine being handed the keys to a spaceship when all you needed was a bicycle. Many small businesses find themselves equipped with tools that are, quite frankly, more sophisticated than their current needs or their team's technical know-how, leading to underutilization and wasted investment. As we navigate these challenges together, my goal is to shed light on how you can cut through the noise, prioritize your needs, and make choices that not only fit your business's unique landscape, but propel it forward. But before we can take any steps forward, we need to pause and assess your business's needs and limitations. Remember, we are at the edge of a jungle filled with options. So we must have a plan where we want to go and how we are going to navigate the terrain before we ever move forward. The first thing we must do is identify your marketing goals and challenges. Are you looking to increase brand awareness, drive more traffic to your website, enhance customer engagement, or maybe just boost sales? Just like Nigel from Jumanji, giving directions to The Rock and his gang, setting clear, measurable goals will guide your selection of AI tools. This will ensure that these tools propel you towards these objectives. However, knowing your goals isn't enough if you're unaware of the obstacles in your path. Identifying the challenges your business faces is like taking into account the thick foliage you will face as you hack your way through the landscape. Are you struggling with creating enough content, understanding your audience's needs, or perhaps measuring the effectiveness of your campaigns? Recognizing these hurdles up front can help you choose AI tools designed to overcome them, rather than those that might steer you onto an abrupt cliff. The best thing is to start with a list of the challenges you are currently facing and what is keeping you from overcoming them. Next, let's talk about provisions, your budgeting and resources, if you will. Venturing into the wild with limited supplies demands strategic planning. A small business's budget might not stretch to cover every shiny tool in the tech jungle. Hence, understanding your financial constraints and resource availability is crucial. It's about knowing how much you can afford to invest in AI tools without straining your resources. This financial awareness ensures you look for solutions that offer the most bang for your buck, focusing on tools that address your most pressing needs without leading you into financial strain. So the rule of thumb here is to focus solely on the list of challenges you just wrote down and ignore everything else that is thrown at you. Don't even make a note of anything that doesn't immediately address what's on that list. Because by the time you get around to needing anything that is on that list, there will be 10 new options to look at. So might as well just start from the research process from square one when that time comes. Once we understand our financial constraints, you must consider the terrain you're navigating, your business size, customer base, and industry specifics. Just as a heavy-duty truck might be overkill for a city tour, an AI solution perfect for a large corporation could be too complex or even irrelevant for a small business. The tools you choose should align with the scale of your operations. They should be tailored not just to your business's size, but also to your specific industry and the customers you're trying to serve. This alignment ensures that the AI tools that you adopt are not just powerful, but practical and pertinent. They should speak your language and directly impact the list of challenges you wrote down. For instance, a boutique marketing agency might benefit more from an AI tool that provides deep insights into customer behavior and trends specifically to their niche rather than an enterprise-level data mining platform. Similarly, a local service provider might find more value in an AI-powered local SEO tool than in those designed for global e-commerce giants. By taking the time to understand your needs and limitations, you prepare yourself to make informed decisions in the AI tool selection process. This preparation ensures that the tools you eventually integrate into your marketing strategy are not just advanced, but they're aptly suited to take your business exactly where you need to go. Now that we have laid the groundwork by identifying your needs and understanding your limitations, it's time to navigate through the dense jungle of AI marketing tools with a clear strategy for evaluation. This part of the journey is crucial. It's about distinguishing between the mirages and the oasis, ensuring that the tools we choose genuinely support our objective of growth and efficiency. I've identified four cardinal aspects to consider when choosing any marketing tool, and they don't change for AIs. Those are usability, integration capabilities, scalability, and cost effectiveness. With usability, the best tool in the world won't help if it's too complex to use. Usability is about ensuring the tool can be easily adopted by your team and with a learning curve that doesn't require scaling a mountain. It's like choosing a vehicle for a road trip. It doesn't matter how fast it is if you can't figure out how to start the engine. Then you will look at integration capabilities. Look at your marketing stack like a puzzle, with each new tool fitting nicely without forcing it. Evaluate how well the AI tool integrates with the software and systems you already use. A tool that seamlessly syncs with your existing setup will amplify your efforts rather than complicate them. Any AI tool that sits in a silo isn't integrated and therefore may not create as much value as the website promised. And with any integrated technology, you have to consider the support and training that it comes with. Even the most experienced explorers need a guide. Check with what support and training options are available for each tool before buying it. Now, once you have decided that a tool will be useful and easily integrated with a lot and with lots of support, you have to consider its cost effectiveness. Does this tool give you a return on investment? Cost effectiveness isn't just about the price tag. It's about the value it adds relative to its cost. A tool might not be cheap, but if it significantly boosts your ROI, it's worth its weight in gold. And ROI can be measured in time, bandwidth, and anything else you consider valuable in your life. So If your consideration process has passed the first three cardinal aspects, your last consideration will be scalability. As your business grows, so too should your tools. Evaluate whether the AI solution can scale with your business. But as I say this, you have to remember that not all tools are meant to scale. So sometimes you may have to choose something that is more of a temporary solution, knowing that you will have to migrate to something more complex later. The best example I have here is bookkeeping software. A lot of people don't ever even use software to track their finances when they start a business. My wife is a recent example of this. The truth was that in her first year in business, she only had a couple dozen transactions. So it was easier and cheaper to just use a Google Sheet to track everything. We both know that will be just fine until she starts getting more clients, which will push her to eventually get something like, say, QuickBooks. Regardless of your choices, there's no better way to gauge a tool's fit than by test driving it. Free trials and demos are your best friend here, offering firsthand experience without the commitment. During this trial period, pay close attention to how well the tool addresses your specific challenges and objectives. It's like sampling dishes on a buffet before deciding which ones you want to take back to your table. Make the most of these trials to explore, experiment, and evaluate the tool's impact on your marketing strategy. Now, what if you found something that you think is a good fit, but just don't know for sure? Well, then it's time to ask the audience for advice. Yes, I'm talking about the collective wisdom found in communities and community forums, or professional networks, and insight from industry experts. These resources are like seasoned guides in the wilderness, offering paths based on experience and knowledge rather than just conjecture. Or you could look for unbiased reviews and case studies from businesses similar to yours. These insights can reveal how an AI tool performs in the real-world scenarios, spotlighting both its strengths and its pitfalls. It's the equivalent of asking for directions in an unfamiliar territory. The advice of those who have walked the path before you is invaluable. Remember, when considering these evaluation criteria, choosing the right AI marketing tool is not just about technological superiority. It's about finding solutions that resonate with your business's unique rhythm, tools that amplify strengths and address your weaknesses. By following this framework, you can select the right tools with confidence. Tools that not only promise, but deliver real value, ensuring your marketing efforts are as effective and efficient as the technology you employ. Okay, now that we know what we're looking for, it's time to discuss how we're going to approach our journey through the thick jungle of AI options. The first step in navigating this landscape is developing a keen eye, or rather a keen mind, for distinguishing true innovation from flashy marketing. Genuine innovation addresses real challenges, offering solutions that significantly improve efficiency, understanding, and engagement in your marketing efforts. It's more than just the newest or most talked about tool. It's about what truly works for your specific needs. Then consider the principles behind the tool. Does it solve a problem you actually have, or is it solving a problem you didn't know you were supposed to even worry about? True innovation feels like finding the missing piece of a puzzle you've been searching too long for. You must stay away from acquiring a shiny new toy that will lose its luster once the next model comes out. Remember, you need to ignore anything and everything that does not directly address the current pain points you wrote down earlier in today's discussion. As we reach the end of today's exploration through the AI marketing tool jungle, let's take a moment to chart our journey. Our expedition has shown us the importance of a thoughtful and informed approach when selecting AI marketing tools. We've navigated the criteria essential for evaluating these tools, from usability and integration capabilities to support and scalability and cost effectiveness. We've learned to differentiate genuine innovation from a dazzling but sometimes deceptive allure of marketing hype. And we've discovered the value of community wisdom, professional networks, and industry experts in guiding our choices. Moreover, I emphasized that significance of utilizing trial periods, not as a mere test drive, but as an opportunity for rigorous evaluation, setting clear objectives, tracking performance, and analyzing outcomes to ensure the tools we choose genuinely contribute to our marketing goals. As you start to adopt AI into your workflow, I urge you to stay focused on your top pain points of the quarter and stay clear of the new shiny object syndrome that will not only waste your time, but drain your wallet immediately and in the years to come with unknown opportunity costs. And with that, be sure you are subscribed to the show so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes as we continue to dive deeper and deeper into AI and marketing. So until next time, stay buzzworthy.